Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
We haven't heard a lot from Hawkeye fans on Sound Off the past couple of weeks.
No.
But, John, that should change tonight because that was something unexpected at Kinnick Stadium. My goodness, what a performance by the Hawks. One of the best we've ever seen.
If you laid out the scenarios of you think it's going to be a close game and the Hawkeyes win, close game, Hawkeyes lose, Iowa gets blown out, or Iowa blows out Ohio State, that would have been the last option I or anyone else would have chosen.
I did not see that coming. Also, the Cyclones lose a close game at West Virginia. First time the Cyclones have lost a game since September. So Sound Off at 515-282-9010. The hot topic. Hawkeye fans storm the field after Iowa hangs 55 points on Ohio State. That's number three in the AP poll, Ohio State.
Iowa was a 20-point underdog and won by 31. Have you ever seen the Hawkeyes look better? Give us a call. Sound Off, 515-282-9010.
Before Saturday's Iowa game, I shared an interview and wrote, "Hawkeye fans, your coach is a good man. That should matter and does, but nothing matters more to fans than winning." After Kirk Ferentz took his team of mostly 2- and 3-star recruits and curb-stomped Urban Meyer's squad of 4- and 5-stars, Ferentz's approval rating shot up. It's an upset because Ohio State has advantages Iowa never will. Fans who stormed the field and turned it black canvas had a sports moment they'll never forget. It's why we love sports, those moments. Latest Hawk shock aside, what Ferentz has done at Iowa is underrated and underappreciated. Just ask an Iowa State or Illinois fan. Because Hawkeye fans have had 40 years of Fry and Ferentz, they're used to winning. And it's human nature to want even more. Ferentz is a 4-time Big Ten Coach of the Year who has led Iowa to 3 championships, 14 bowls, 141 wins, and 5 top 10 finishes. 25% of the time, Iowa finishes top 10. Ferentz could have left for schools where it's easier to win, or the NFL where a level playing field comes by design. But he didn't. He stayed. Ferentz can be loyal to a fault and occasionally stubborn, but no one questions Kirk's integrity. He loves his players and they love him back. That includes the 25 currently in the NFL. Kirk and his wife, Mary, have donated more than $1 million to the Iowa Children's Hospital. Fans never have to worry about Ferentz going Briles, Petrino, or Patino. Still, stay in one place 19 years, some fans get a wandering eye for fresh and new. When the in-state rival's 37-year-old coach takes down 2 top 5 teams, it worsens. But Hawks, appreciate who you have. A good coach, who's also a good man, should never be taken for granted. Remember when Iowa fans had enough of Tom Davis? That led to Steve Alford, which led to Todd Licklider. it can fall apart fast. Just ask a Nebraska football fan. Maybe Iowa never wins a national championship with Kirk Ferentz, but he will never embarrass you. He will represent with class, and when he's done, you'll look back on many days like Saturday and think, Coach, thank you.
Well said, Keith. I completely agree. Now, I think Iowa's dismantling of Ohio State is the most impressive win in the Kirk Ferentz era, possibly ever. I'm not saying biggest or most important win, but most impressive. It's Ohio State's worst loss in 23 years, and the only game Urban Meyer has given up 50 points. Iowa looked like the sixth-ranked team, not the big bad Buckeyes. Heck, even Colin Cowherd is no longer calling Iowa the fake ID of college football. That's how impressive this win was. Now, while most Hawkeye fans were celebrating the win, some hopped on social media to let us know just how biased we are in our coverage of Iowa and Iowa State. Here's an email from Steve earlier in the week. I don't remember you following the Hawks, sending someone when they had a road game during their 12-0 season, sending Admire on the road to West Virginia? I hate to break it to you, Steve. We had someone at every Iowa game during the 2015 season. Every game. Every home game, every road game, Big Ten championship. And then we sent six people to the Rose Bowl. Six. I'm fine with criticism, but make sure you have your facts right. Jason then tweeted this to Sound Off after Iowa's win. Maybe now we can have fair and balanced reporting in Iowa. Fair and balanced? No. What you actually want is 100% coverage of your team only. You see, we in the news business follow good stories. Iowa State has been the story, not only in Iowa, but all of college football the last 4 weeks. Thus, the reason for Admire following Iowa State to West Virginia. Do you think our coverage was equal 2 years ago during the Rose Bowl season? No, it wasn't. Iowa was the story, so our coverage tilted towards the Hawkeyes. And make no mistake, we heard about it from Cyclone fans. Bottom line is this. I understand many Hawkeye fans hate Iowa State and vice versa. I'm fine with that. It's a rivalry. But stop lecturing us for following the bigger story. As my mom used to say, life isn't fair. Just enjoy the ride.
Oh, your mom was a very smart lady, John. All right, let's get to the calls. Willie in Des Moines, and I hope this is the Willie.
Oh, we're hoping.
Willie, is it you?
Yeah, it's me. It's me, Murph. I tell you, the old lady gave me a furlough this weekend, so I'm going to call in and tell you how much my Hawkeyes performed this weekend. That first play of the game, I'll fall right out the lazy boy.
You fell to the floor, Willie. Well, what happened? Take us through the rest of the game. What did you think of Iowa's performance? And are we crazy to think maybe this is best top to bottom Iowa has played in a game in the Kirk Ferentz era?
No doubt about it. I tell you, I was real happy. I look for some good things. You got to remember, this is a young team, so you're going to have these inconsistencies from week to week. But boy, like I always say, the future's bright and I see the light.
All right. Thank you, Willie. Great to hear from you. He makes a good point. This is a young Iowa team.
They are really young. They got a lot of talent coming back.
Bill, watch the TV.
Bill is in Boone. Bill, go ahead. What'd you think of the Hawks? Bill, go ahead.
Go Hawks, guys.
Go Hawks.
Short and sweet. Okay. Nick is in Bondurant. Nick, what did you think of Iowa? By the way, sweet alternate uniforms.
I've been a Hawkeye fan for 40 years, and it's probably the best game I've ever seen in my entire life. And
wow.
Hawks, and I want to just give a shout-out to my fiance Holly, and I love her.
Well, you made Holly happy, I'm sure.
And seriously, Keith, have you ever seen an Iowa team play like this, but they just absolutely dismantled Ohio State. Ohio State, I have never seen Ohio State get crushed like this. Have you?
No. An Urban Meyer team gave up 55 points, and this was an Iowa team I don't think had scored 20 points in the Big Ten in any game.
Iowa looked like the better team in every facet of the game. Better quarterback, better offense, better defense, better special teams. They look like a top five team. And as a Hawkeye fan, you think, where was this against Northwestern? Man, you want that game back.
Brian Ferentz called a terrific
game.
But boy, does it help when you execute. Man. Don't the coaches look smarter when the players execute?
You throw the ball a little on first and second down, you open up that running game, and how good are Noah Fant and TJ Hockenson at tight end? Those are enormous weapons for Nate Stanley.
I read that the list of quarterbacks, I wish I knew the source on this, that have had 5 touchdowns and 0 interceptions against Ohio State is Nate Stanley. That's the list.
That's a pretty good list to be on.
Chad is in Des Moines. He has the Cyclones on his mind.
I'm a Cyhawk, and I really did like what you said about Ferentz, because I think that's that guy's underappreciated. And on the Cyclone side of the ball, because I went to both schools, but I was just wondering that 4th-and-7 call. I thought that was in the middle of the field like that with 3 minutes left. That was a make or breaker. Is overconfident call, or that was a bad call? I thought, but everybody can money more to quarterback. I was wondering what you thought.
I think there are a lot of calls. I think this coaching staff would want back. I think they'd want some different plays inside the 10 a couple times. They were inside the red zone a few times, and they had to come away with really short field goals. You need to punch those in on the road, especially when your defense played really well in the second half. They held them in this game. The offense sputtered, but you got to get in the end zone if you're inside the 5-yard line. You need to push that ball in.
Depth is starting to be an issue, too, and the game plan is there for Iowa State, so the Cyclones are going to have to take it up a notch. Time for lookalikes. With a local connection, Old Spice judges Chris Wright at ISU 821 says Cyclone quarterback Kyle Kemp looks like actor Ethan Hawke. Old Spice. And Gary says Redfield zone Bryce Miller, former Register sports columnist, looks like Dodgers legend Fernando Valenzuela. Old Spice.
Oh, it's a match.
Guys, the NCAA is the governing body that calls itself the bastion of amateur sports. Well, last week, it was the pot calling the kettle black. And it's What's Bugging Andy next.
Follow us on Twitter. It's at SoundOff13. We asked fans if they've seen a more impressive win. Dan writes, nope, never in my 48 years of life, time as a student in Iowa City and being a lifelong fan, there's nothing like beating a good OSU team, nothing.
Great win. Cameron writes, talk in October was ISU, as it should be. Talk this week will be Iowa, as it should be. Fun season in God's country. People are crazy.
It's time for more on the best Kemp secret.
It's What's Bugging Andy.
Guys, one of the fun things about a great sports season is watching fans come up with their own little personal accents for it, right? Little themes, characters, and buzzwords that the creative types in the stands add in to make the whole season just a little bit more memorable. Well, the Hawkeyes had New Kirk back when they went 12-0. There was Hoy Ball at Hilton Coliseum. We had Stanzy the Manzy a while ago. And there was, of course, Giant George Niang. That's just off the top of my head. Just the other day, an Iowa State fan came up with this classic, best Kempt secret. An idea that was so perfect that it just instantly screamed t-shirt material, and in an instant, it seemed the t-shirt materialized. No sooner had Ray Gun printed them, we began giving them away on the Murph and Andy radio show. And no sooner had we begun giving them away than every last one of them was gone. Cyclone fans began calling Ray Gun, asking to buy more, and Ray Gun had begun to oblige by starting a second run of shirts. Well, then the NCAA called and put a stop to the whole thing. There'll be no marketing of or profiting on the likeness of an amateur athlete, they said. That would be a violation of Kyle Kemp's amateur status. Well, I don't know what you think of the NCAA being concerned that a t-shirt in Des Moines, Iowa might exploit a college athlete, but this was my reaction. Really, guys? You're gonna let the fruits of your hypocrisy hang this low to the ground? You're making billions off these athletes. We all know the rules, and that rules are rules. And no one wants to make any trouble for Kyle Kemp or for Iowa State, but this is yet another example of what a ridiculous position the NCAA is in right now. I mean, they're like Tanqueray telling you not to make bathtub gin. Kyle Kemp isn't even on scholarship. He is getting an opportunity, that's all. And in a matter of months, that opportunity is over. So I say, let's draw the water from the well. Let's do it all pro bono and not for profit, but let's have some fun, all right? But also, Let's have the truth. What the NCAA really doesn't want is competition for its profits. And that's what's bugging me.
We gave away those Best Kept Secret Ray Gun shirts to Cyclone fans who shared photos with us. Some of our favorites coming up, plus more of your live calls at 515-282-9010. Facebook Sound Off Nation, Rob writes, I don't think the coaching changes much from week to week. Kids execute better some weeks than others. Difference was good throws, good catches, better blocking, and better defensive execution. Good game plan. Our kids played the game of their lives. Go Hawks.
Rachel writes, a win against a historically strong college football team is just what Iowa needed. I have watched all season long and not seen the ease in scoring that was displayed. Absolutely impressive team effort and awesome play calling by the Brian Ferentz. This is one for the history books.
Who's in your five Cyclone fan photos sent to us after last week's game? Steven Cadman proved after the Kansas game he'll help push a car out of the mud.
Hey, that's a good friend there.
Cyclone Dilly Dilly goes skin deep. That is a Cy tattoo. He wanted that Best Kemp Secret shirt. We were giving him away again.
Not selling.
Anna Kay just wants a warm weather bowl game so she can board. Number two, Santa Dan may really be Santa Claus.
It's a match right there. Look like with that elf.
Yeah, I know.
Gnome, whatever that is.
Whatever that thing is. Jamie is happy to have the Cyclones out of the doghouse and near the penthouse. That is an old picture. Now let's get back to the calls here. We'll get started with Ryan in Ames. Ryan, what did you think of Iowa's effort at Kinnick Stadium?
Oh, I mean, it was just absolutely incredible. I just want to give a shout-out to the two freshman tackles we have, Jackson and Wirfs, I believe.
Yeah.
I thought they did really well versus, you know, arguably the best D-line in the nation. Also, I thought it was, you know, a big thing was getting the tight ends more involved, you know, Hawkinson and Fant. Hawkinson's one of those guys, kind of under-the-radar guys, but he had a big game and a couple big catches.
Yeah, I think both those guys, Hawkinson and Fant, have NFL potential written all over them. They're big guys. They can run. They can catch. They can block. They both came in at the same time. Fant played last year. Hawkinson redshirted. So Fant's a sophomore. Hawkinson just a redshirt freshman. I mean, they are going to be here and contributing for a long time.
And Stanley starting to find the touch on those throws and what a difference that will make. Also, we haven't even mentioned Josh Jackson and his three
what a game he had.
Interceptions. Tim is in Urbandale. Tim, your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I just want to know if you noticed that Iowa seems to play to the potential of their opponents. I mean, they took Penn State to the last 3 seconds of the game, and being a 20-point underdog of Ohio State, I always thought Iowa had a chance to beat them. And, again, they beat them by, 35 points? So it just shows that Iowa plays to the potential of their opponents.
Is something to be said for that. You made the case, and you point those things out. I think more than anything, John, the inconsistency says young and inexperienced.
Yeah, and it's week to week. This game, everything went well. They mentioned the offensive tackles. This is the best game from the offensive line we've seen all season long. And like I said, man, you wish they had that Northwestern game back, because if they play like this against Northwestern, Penn State, and Michigan State, they're undefeated. They're not losing if they play like this the rest of the season.
Hawkeyes take the Buckeyes to the woodshed. That's next in Face-Off. Plus, more of your live takes at 515-282-9010. You are watching Sound Off Live. Email the show, soundoff at whotv.com. I apologize to the Cyclone fans. Oh,
there we go.
There we go. I apologize to the Cyclone fans for the Hawkeyes crashing their party. That's Paul Jackson.
Great game by Brian Ferentz and the offensive line. Offense was fun to watch, but most of all, unpredictable. Change is good. That's from Shirley. All right. Time to bounce around some more topics, I think. All right. We call it Face-Off. The Cedar Rapids Gazette had a great headline after the Iowa win. Woodshed 52242. Headline, sell papers, and this is one that people will buy.
Love it. Iowa did take Ohio State to the woodshed, and 52242 is the zip code for Kinnick Stadium. You can look it up.
Very creative. In Michael Admire's travels to West Virginia, he stopped and talked to Matt Campbell's college coach and his brother Scott, who sounds exactly like Matt. What did we learn about Iowa State's head coach?
That those closest to Matt Campbell don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon. That guarantees nothing, but they think Campbell is determined to build something special at Iowa State.
The Houston Astros are World Series champs. Houston beat the Dodgers in 7 games. Crazy good series. And without a dog in the fight, I'm kind of glad the Astros won. What made it even crazier? 3 years ago, Sports Illustrated predicted Houston would win the World Series this year.
And SI made that prediction as the Astros were losing 100 games. Tanking works. As for the series, highly entertaining, but Game 7 was too one-sided for the series to join the classics. You got to have a great Game 7.
Yeah, Astros jumped out early, never looked back. The new craze is the one-chip challenge. Basically, it's the hottest pepper in the world, a Carolina Reaper, sprinkled onto a chip. You've done the challenge. Is it as bad as it looks?
It's worse. Ugh. I was cocky for about 20 seconds of moderate discomfort, and then it felt like someone poured red ants in my mouth and blowtorched them to hell.
Ugh, that is uncomfortably descriptive.
My mouth was on fire.
It's disgusting. I don't want to do that.
Over under, Carson edition, overrated Carson Palmer. He's just not as good as you think he should be.
Underrated, Kim Carson. She takes over Roosevelt Track and Field, and Carson knows the subject.
All right, we welcome the Heroes
Look at
Game
this.
Trophy, the Hy-Vee Heroes Game Trophy to the set. They'll be playing for this, what, 2 weeks from Friday?
Yeah, they got Wisconsin this weekend. The
Just hold, please.
Are you sitting in front of the trophy? You're sitting in front of the trophy. You're blocking the Heroes Game Trophy.
I can't handle this.
Good.
Good. Get out of here. All right, let's get back to live calls here. We'll start with a Lucas Mount Air. Hi, Lucas.
Hey, great job by Iowa State and Iowa this year. But just wanted to shout out to you and I Panthers. Beat South Dakota. Pretty good win there.
Three top ten wins for the Panthers. They should go to the playoffs, John.
Man, I think they probably have the toughest FCS schedule in the country. This was a big win. They needed this to get into the playoffs. They might need one more win, but I think they're going to get in.
Donna's in Altoona. Donna, you're swinging us back over to the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, I sure am. I have a question about the game. Regarding the Kluver play, can a player hike the ball and be a receiver on the same play? Have you ever seen that before?
I've never seen it, but
If you set up in the right formation, you can.
If you set up in the right formation, they had alignment off to the left. He was snapping it, so it was legal. There was no penalty. Ohio State didn't argue it. It was legal, but I have never seen that before. The guy snapping it goes out for a pass, and, man, he got tripped up by the turf monster.
Mike is in Des Moines. Hi, Mike.
Go Hawks, go Clones. Proud of the teams in our state.
Very well. Brian and Bondurant, sorry, just 5 seconds.
Couldn't get under the gun.
Thanks again to Hy-Vee for dropping off the Heroes Game Trophy.
Cool.
We'll take good care of it. Yeah. That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound off, send off. Hawkeye fans, storm the field.